Lake Effect continues here on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. There are a lot of buildings currently under construction in the heart of Milwaukee. From new hotels, apartments, and office buildings, a lot of different projects are transforming the cityscape. But with the COVID-19 pandemic and a looming recession, there are a lot of questions hanging over these projects. Tom Dakin is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and a regular Lake Effect contributor. He joins Joy Powers each month to talk about commercial real estate in the Milwaukee area.
So I feel like every time we talk, there's, you know, another new building that's going up. And in the circumstance we're finding ourselves in right now, that's a little scary. So I'd like to look at kind of the scale here first. What are some of the big projects that are currently under construction here in the Milwaukee area?
Well, one of the largest ones I was literally just at about an hour ago, the BMO Tower at 790 North Water Street in downtown Milwaukee. This is going to be a new 25-story office tower that's going to be anchored by BMO Harris Bank. They're currently next door. They're going to move from their old building into the new building. And then they'll have other tenants as well, including the Michael Best and Friedrich Law Firm. And it's under construction right now. The developer, Mark Ergens, tells me he hopes to have it substantially completed in April, with some of the tenants moving in shortly thereafter.
So are they still going through with construction?
Yes, they are. And what they are doing, this is as of Tuesday, March 24th, is taking steps to engage in social distancing, like we've been told constantly, continually to do. So you don't see workers huddling together. And let me just add, in construction, quite often, a lot of what you do, the tasks you do, you're not like right dead next to another person. You're being 6 feet apart from another worker in a construction site is something that I think is generally achievable. But you see that walking around the building today, I can tell you I saw a lot of hand washing stations, a lot of hand sanitizer stations, a lot of signs reminding people to wash their hands and to remain 6 feet apart from one another. So you have that going on. The building actually, construction site was actually closed the previous day so they could do an entire, what they call hospital grade wipe down. Again, sanitizing surfaces that get touched a lot primarily. So things like handrails, elevator touch pads, door handles, those kinds of things. And yeah, they are continuing to work. Now, one of the issues has been with the stay-at-home order being issued again today by Governor Tony Evers. How does that affect construction sites? I'm looking at the order right now, and I'll have to ask some questions about this, but it seems to exempt at least some construction sites from closing. It says that the central infrastructure, which is what we're talking about getting exemptions, includes construction, and then it says in parentheses, including but not limited to construction required in response to this public health emergency, hospital construction, construction of long-term care and assisted living facilities, public works construction, school construction, kind of goes on and on. So there are several portions that are specifically excluded. But I don't know if that includes, for example, construction of an office building that's going to be having a bank as its anchor tenant. For now, as of today, they were still working away.
Yeah, that's my big question. Are construction workers considered essential workers? It seems like in some contexts they are. But as you mentioned, of course, this is a bank that's an office building. Some of the other projects that I thought of right off the bat were the former Grand Avenue Mall, now known as the Avenue.
Right. The Avenue. And as a matter of fact, I've been trying to reach the developers. They've not gotten back to me as of today to ask that very question, if they were affected by this, because what you have at the Avenue that's being built, well, you have offices that have already been built. Some of them have been built anyway and are now occupied, although those workers have probably all been told now to go work at home. But the big portion of it that hasn't been completed that was to be done by late spring is the Third Street Market Hall, which is the large food hall that is to be the big showcase for the Avenue. I simply don't know if that's affected by this yet or not. Now, the reading of this order would suggest that that is not considered essential, but I have yet to hear back from the developers on that.
during this kind of lockdown, as all of us are staying in our homes, we're also perhaps predictably facing an economic downturn, which has a lot of people worried, especially, you know, we have all of these projects that were seemingly specially timed to things like the DNC. We of course, faced a financial crisis in 2008, just a little over a decade ago. What happened to projects then that were under construction?
Well, some just came to a screeching halt. One very good example that I can think of, Park Lafayette. It's a large multifamily housing complex over on the east side of Milwaukee at Prospect and Lafayette Avenues. That halted construction for a while because essentially the lender had to call in the loan. It went into default under the original developer. And it was originally built as condominiums. Because of the housing market collapse, it was taken over by the lender. Ultimately, the lender hired a different developer to come in and complete that project, and it opened as apartments. So those types of things can happen. We saw them happen, as you just made reference to, during the 2008 financial meltdown after the collapse of the housing market.
So we have this kind of concern. Of course, in Bayview, they are in the middle of building a pretty large complex. But again, as we've said, there's so many different buildings around the Milwaukee area that are currently under construction. Can you estimate how many more apartments are being added to the area right now?
It totals up in the several hundreds, if not low thousands. And I might add, under the governor's order, it certainly looks like housing construction is not verboten. And what you have in Bayview that you just made reference to is the project known as Kinetic, which is on Kinnickinnick Avenue, just as you enter Bayview from the north side of the neighborhood near Beecher. And I know Kinetic continues to be under construction. That's new land. And new land is also finishing up another apartment building called Quartet in Walker's Point. I spoke with Tim Gokman from New Land yesterday about that, and I believe they're looking at finishing both of those in May. So those are continuing, for whatever that's worth.
So right now it seems as though at least housing is going on. We just got this order, so I know it's a little difficult to say, but do we know kind of what projects might be excluded from being considered essential?
Well, the one you made reference to earlier, the Avenue, I mean, it's a food hall, essentially. That's what they're working on completing. I'm looking at the list, and I'm not sure that necessarily qualifies as essential infrastructure. So that's one. We already know that the convention center is being delayed, if nothing else, because of the fluctuations in the bond market as a result of all the financial turmoil. We reported that last Friday. So that's certainly going to be delayed, at least for the period that it takes to get through the financial turmoil, and they can better understand pricing for the bonds that need to be sold to raise the up to $425 million to build the thing. The other problem with the convention center is those bonds, that money that's being borrowed by selling bonds, the Wisconsin Center District, which operates the convention center, they'll pay down those bonds primarily with the taxes that they levy, and those taxes are on, guess what, industries, hotels, restaurants, and car rentals, all of which have been devastated by the pandemic. So they need to make sure that those industries are healthy before they can, you know, go out and sell bonds with the certainty of having the revenue to pay off that bond debt.
So I know this is a complicated question, and I think a question that we're all asking of ourselves right now, but do we know what the forecast looks like for commercial real estate in Milwaukee?
Well, you know, this way there's no real way of knowing. I mean, some of course is going to depend on how long this continues to go on, how long we have to continue to, the public health authorities advise us to continue to take these steps to try and contain the pandemic as best we can. Obviously, the longer it goes on, the less business activity you have in general, the more that hurts demand for the types of buildings apartments, hotels, offices, retail centers that are being built. That's number one. Number two, once this ends, and it will end, once this ends and we go back to being able to circulate and commerce and business activity returns, how long does it take before you have enough people who are back working, who are no longer unemployed, who are then again spending money to again generate the demand for the types of things that are being built? I don't think anybody knows the answers to those questions.
Yeah.
So, sorry, that's not very helpful if you're trying to predict stuff, but unfortunately, sometimes things are completely out of our control, and this is one of those times.
Yeah. Well, Tom Dakin, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
You bet. You bet, Joy. Thank you. Thank you so much. And everybody, try and stay safe as you can. And please, for God's sakes, rely on reliable news sources, whether it's the Journal Sentinel, whether it's WWM. Please rely on reliable news sources and not nonsense and BS.
Tom Dakin is a reporter who covers commercial real estate for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he's a regular contributor to Lake Effect. He spoke with Joy Powers, and you can find all of their previous conversations at wuwm.com.